There are too many cars out here. Okay, here's my shot. I'm gonna make this left turn. Oh, I hate this song. I hate everything about this. Name my vape shop. I don't know. I feel like all the good ones are taken. Vape Ape. Vape Escape. Go like a really bad route and just be like, you could have done, you know, like you know, like a virtual vapality. That'd be, you could name a, you know, you could have just like, it's VR, vape reality. Have something like Viper Vapes, and then it's like kind of an off-brand Randy Orton looking mascot. Vapor Chase. Oh. I mean, you know, if you want to have, like, a hybrid shop, you could have, like, a vapes and crepes. No longer taking it to the gun range for target practice. Renamed your stuff. It's heavy. Good move by this fucking dude in this jacked up pickup truck swerving around me to get in front of me where there is nowhere else to go. I don't, you know, just someone else for you to tailgate, asshole. Thank you. mean, if you're willing to, like, stretch the lengths of how far you, you know, can go into the realm of just this stuff is, this doesn't even, there's no logic to this anymore. You could just name your vape shop, like, Avril LaVapes, and then the slogan could be, like, these vapes are the opposite of complicated. Really stretch it beyond the breaking point of acceptability. Because that's like that type of stuntish behavior will be noticed and thus rewarded. You know, if you take something that rhymes with vape and just change it to vape and that's the name of your shop, there you go. Just call it Rhymes with Vape. That's, you know, that's well-worn territory. You gotta fucking think, not outside the box. You gotta fucking go all the way. You gotta go over the edge. You have to go too far for a joke that isn't worth getting to. People should look at it and shake their head and go, like, that was not... It's not worth the trip. Called it Vape Killed Dumbledore. That store probably already exists. I feel like that's a perfect cross-section of interests for vape shit. Or you get into, you know, some kind of larger, deeper term and call it like sub-ohm sweet home.
First few promos after the Shield broke up, it did seem like they were over scripted. It didn't seem like it was coming from the heart. It didn't have emotion. Maybe that's where the starting point was as far as the hatred from the fans.
I mean, I know there were a couple of wonky promos, especially the one with the beans and the beanstalk and everything like that. You know, that one definitely didn't feel right, and it came across really corny. And I don't think that that's what the WWE universe wants out of a guy like Roman.
Bully, let me ask you this. You know, we thought the plan all along was to have Brock and Roman at WrestleMania and for Roman to become Universal Champion. That didn't happen. And then coupled with what happened on Monday Night Raw with Samoa Joe, it really sank even further. I never thought that they would turn Roman just because of all the time and effort that they put into Roman Reigns. But after what we've seen on Sunday and Monday, is there any possibility that they change Roman?
We'd have to get Vince on the phone and ask him. I really don't know. Vince has in his mind that Roman is the guy, and I think he's going to continue to try to make Roman the guy, whether that's cooling his jets for a little while and then reintroducing him, or maybe him winning the championship in Jeddah. I really don't know. Like I said, at this point in time, I'm not sure what you do with Roman. Yeah, turning him heel, that's the easy way to go. But if corporately and from a business end, you need Roman to be the guy, nothing is coming to the top of my head of what you can do for the people to truly get behind Roman Reigns.
Mark, do you think there needs to be a character change in Roman Reigns?
I don't think there needs to be a character change. I think there needs to be a gear change. I think that Roman is going to have to, it's like when you have a knife, it's a nice knife, but if the blade is dull, then it won't cut. Roman is not cutting right now. Then he needs to be sharp.
All right, 844-796-78. Yep, go ahead, Bull.
Dave, I'm going to try to paint a picture from what happened years and years ago. Do you remember when, I think it was Piper, you remember when Roddy Piper split open Jimmy Snuka and Snuka saw his blood for the first time?
Yep.
Remember how crazy Jimmy went?
Yep.
That's what should have happened with Roman the other night.
I actually said that to Tommy Dreamer yesterday, because Tommy was talking about that it almost seemed like Roman was hulking up, and I said, no, man. I said, it reminded me of Jimmy Snuka and that feud with Piper, because I remember a match at the Meadowlands when he got busted open, he touched his forehead, He saw that blood on his hand, and he went absolutely nuts. You're 100% right. That should have happened on Sunday.
And I didn't hear you guys' show yesterday, so what I just said was totally out of thin air, so we're thinking the same thing. Roman should have saw the blood, went ballistic, and he should have beat the piss out of Brock, bloodied Brock up just as bad. And then if Brock would have just pulled one out, that's not a problem. But could you imagine a bloody Roman Reigns standing over a bloody Brock Lesnar, even though he had lost? You would have made that guy in that instance. But what do we know? We're doing a stupid
great
radio
stuff.
Show.
great stuff from Bully. Great stuff from Mark. When we come back, we'll hear from the nation, because I'm guessing when we come back, it's going to be the quintessential of Greg's Speed Round.
Speed Round.
You're listening to Bucks and Open, live from WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans. You orders up. Here's what we're serving on the Barstool breakfast.
I'm on the dance floor. I look up.
What I guess could be. This could only happen to me.
Also assume that like there has to be a store called the Vaped Crusader. Vape Fear. Either a vape shop or someone's YouTube channel. Fucking dude sitting in a filthy room reviewing mod boxes, whatever the fuck they, what it, box mods. Anything that allows you to tie vaping to comic books is going to be taken. That's a shop already. That's a shop already because that's a comic book shop that went out of business and then the guy decided to get into vape stuff. Or made the slow transition from a comic book shop to a vape shop.
Some girl that ain't keeping down. You wanna die in the six? You wanna die in the six?
way in and just name your shop Vaporwave, and then this just fucking blasting. someone's got to be selling some kind of vape juice by now. Like probably like multiple people that are just, it's just called Senzu beans, right? Like that's got to, that has to exist. Of this bus that shows a kid vaping, and it says, "Tastes like berry, acts like addiction." So, you know, put that in your rig and vape this Christmas. off vaporwave for now. Weather's not nice enough.
Sirius XM, you've joined Diplo's Revolution.
Have I? Congratulations, everyone. We're all part of Diplo's Revolution.
Standing there next to Vince and Trips, taking pictures with those rings on, it definitely is validating and a first-class, awesome, fun experience.
Well, congratulations to you both. It's a pleasure for me to be sitting down doing a show with two Hall of Famers.
It is, Dave.
And I really appreciate it. It is. It is. And it's a treat, of course, for the Busted Open Nation. And before we get into what happened last night and the breaking news that we got yesterday just before Monday Night Raw, we got breaking news for sure. What did you guys think about what took place on Sunday and WrestleMania 34?
You know, I for your money, and people might disagree, but I feel like Charlotte and Oscar was the best match on the card. I was so impressed storytelling, everything that led to something. There was nothing that was, there was no missing pieces or parts. Everything they did meant something. And it's hard to have a match. And I'm sure that they probably were like, it wasn't perfect. But in my eyes, it was like the perfect storm. You have two really, really talented grapplers, strikers, psychologists. Like, they really put on a hell of a show. And I've thought about it at least 5 or 6 times, where sometimes it goes one ear, goes in one ear and comes out the other. It's like I've had to, like, recycle that match. I've thought about it like 3 or 4 times, and it meant everything to me.
Bully?
Mania was a very fun show. It's a very long show, but it's a very fun show. And I think they did a good job of keeping that 7 hours as entertaining as possible. I loved the first match with Finn, Seth, and Miz. They set the tone for the night. They had the correct opening WrestleMania match. They basically put the gun to the head of the entire locker room and said, there you go, try to follow that. Asuka and Charlotte went out there next, and they did follow. And they had such a great match. And the fun part for me on that match is me and Mark watched that match together in the Hall of Famers locker room. And watching a match with Mark is great, because it's like going to a horror movie where the entire audience is just a bunch of African-American people. They sell everything that goes on in the horror movie. And Mark was selling everything that was going on.
Black people talk through the entire movie.
And he is exactly right. I am that guy. You do not want to sit next to me in the movie. Ask Dave.
No, I disagree. I disagree. Because sitting next to you was so entertaining, because you sold everything. They would do a move and Mark would like cover his mouth and go, oh no, I don't believe they just did. Bubba, did you see that? I can't believe she kicked out.
So it was really fun to watch that match with Mark. And then, listen, Rhonda and Triple H and Stephanie and Kurt, that match was so entertaining. They got the job done.
Amen.
And to me, the MVP of that match is Stephanie.
Yeah.
Because without evil, good is dumb.
If it wasn't
for Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker would be a nobody. And if it wasn't for Stephanie, Rhonda cannot get over to the level that she did. And Stephanie did a wonderful job of being that, you know, being that the bad guy. So, and you know, we can go on and talk about every match, and I'm sure we will, but I really enjoyed that first half of the show and watching that stuff live.
Okay. I did too, and I'm sorry, Dave.
No, just
piggyback on Bubba, Bully, if you will. My biggest thing about that was I thought that Rhonda's timing was excellent. I was thinking, oh, it would take her at least a year or two to be on time, to not miss your place, and to be able to slow down And of course, it's a product of who she was in the ring with, but I mean, she was on point. And for anybody that's a fan that was worried like I was about her learning curve, you put that shit.
And when they were about 3/4 of a way through the match, when Rhonda had Triple H on her shoulders, when she rolled through and picked up Triple H, and he almost slid off, and then she had to reload him back into the squat position, and she had to stand there with him until Stephanie came to take him down. And Stephanie was a tiny bit late, you know, taking Triple H down. That told me everything, because to be able to reload him, you know, Trips is a dense dude, and Rhonda's a smaller girl. So to reload him on the shoulders, wait there, and have poise. Keyword, poise, and be so relaxed, bam, she nailed it.
Tommy Dreamer was on the show yesterday. He called in, and he thought it was the greatest WrestleMania of all time. I'm not going to give it that type of praise. Though I will say this, at the end of this month, Busted Open has been on for 9 years. And I think the 9 years that we've been on here, this is the best WrestleMania that we've had to cover. It was a top five WrestleMania, in my opinion. You look at from top to bottom, all the matches, there wasn't a bathroom break during this show. Bully, you mentioned
it was
because
it wasn't
show.
It wasn't a bathroom break. It was like the last 3 hours of the show.
How good
2 hours of the show.
Like I said, at the beginning of the show, to keep people engaged and entertained.
You watch up
hours,
to that fucking Ronda Rousey match and you go, wow, okay, and turn it off. That's a great show.
How did you feel the crowd was for Nakamura and Styles and Roman and Brock? Do you feel that they were as there for those matches as the beginning of the show?
That's an interesting question. We're going to get the answer from all three of us when we return. 844-796-7874. What you said, Bully said, the first half of the show. We're going to talk about the second half of the show and the crowd's reaction when we're back right here on Busted Open.
You're listening to Busted Open, live from WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans. Today on Sirius XM Sports.
It's an early Major League Baseball clash of the Titans. Sirius XM MLB Network Radio is discussing the start of tonight's series at Boston's Fenway Park between the Red Sox and New York Yankees. And the Cats.
Motherfucker, move back. I pursue rap at the pace of the New Jack. Wrist on frostbite, promise look like headlights. It's the boss life, yeah. My bitch exclusive, bitch, she bougie, yeah. Real life, no movie, whole lot of groovy, yeah. My whole cup polluted, drink. Get in that powder, how you can. We take the fuck from the groupies. I'm drifting, baby, excuse me. Whole lot of gang in here. Downside niggas, no names in here. No, bigger ain't close to clear. Pour that case, spend on the private lil. 60 case, all the tears. I cannot vibe with queers. I got the heart of a bear. Bustin' them down by the pair. Protect Philippe is rare. I'm smashing, pullin' her hair. Trap fashion, look what I wear. It's a ghost, but do not be scared. It's a rape with the stars in the ceiling, yeah. They go ape on them bars, catch your body, yeah. Let my dick fill in her, my black is a cavity, yeah. Tippin' on cold and floatin' with no gravity, yeah. On your fly, nigga, I keep big shit, yeah. Cut my wristlet, cut.
Yeah, Savage, why you trapping so hard?
Beep.
The latest rhythm.
This is the future sound.
Radio. On Diplo's Revolution, Sirius XM.
They paraded Taker out there for 4 minutes of a squash match. Undertaker is not retired, and Roman loses all his stock in that moment.
Wow, what an interesting point. I never looked at it like that, and that's why you're a bully. Because you bring the news, sir.
I loved it. Listen, I think that the end of that match at 33 to me fell a little flat. Listen, I don't think they took advantage of the fact that Roman beat The Undertaker at last year's WrestleMania. I thought they did a good job on Raw, but then it got lost down the pipeline. I loved what I saw on Sunday. I loved the fact that it was only 4.5 minutes. I love the fact that it was a squash of John Cena. I thought everything was great. Hey, he poked the bear. Well, when you poke the bear, you're going to get attacked. And that's exactly what happened to John Cena on Sunday. And it's playing the hits. And sometimes, Bully, there's nothing wrong with playing the hits.
That's why I said I have no problem with the match.
Yeah, why mess with perfection? The Undertaker is WrestleMania. To me, they go hand in hand right now. So I loved what I saw on Sunday. So that aside, let's move to the two matches that I really want to focus on now. The first is Nakamura and AJ Styles. The crowd was electric. You know, we had Nita Strauss on our show on Saturday. She did a terrific entrance for Shinsuke Nakamura. And
all right, I'm here. I'm gonna go.
Have a good Tuesday. All right, we'll see you later.